It's time to talk Utah football with Utah tight end Brant Keithy. This is Brant Keithy with Bill Riley, presented by Craig Swapp & Associates. One call, that's all. An exclusive weekly conversation on the Bill Riley Show. Now let's get to the voice of the Utes, Bill Riley, and Utah senior tight end or wide receiver. Never mind, just call him an offensive weapon. Brant Keithy on your home of the Utes, Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Noon hour here on the Bill Riley Show today, ESPN 700. Obviously, Saturday night was a good night for Utah. They got a win at Arizona State, but the downside of the night was one of their best football players and friend of this program came up with an injury that turned out to be a season-ending injury. That's, of course, Brant Keithy. Tore his ACL and is done for the season. We fully expect, as his schedule will allow, with rehab and surgery and other things, that Brant will still talk some football with us. He's kind enough to do it today, though not in studio. I didn't want to make him hobble down here and make his way upstairs and everything else. Just wanted to let him relax and do it over the telephone today. Brant, man, I'm so sorry about Saturday night. How are you doing right now? Just give us an update on what's going on with you.
Yeah, I'm just doing all right. Just recovering, trying to get all the slowing down and whatnot, and trying to figure out when I'm going to get the surgery done.
Have they given you I'm here. Go ahead and finish your thought.
No, that's it. No, I haven't gotten a date yet set for surgery. Just trying to get this right before I can get surgery, and trying to figure out who's going to do it and where it's going to be.
Have they given you an idea? Is the swelling still up? They just have to let all that go down before they can get in there and do the procedure. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm thinking it'll probably be sometime next week, but there's really no date set in place. It's just whenever I can get my knee down and ready to go.
So I'm curious, have you ever had anything like this before? Have you ever done a knee? Have you ever had an injury like this that's impacted you or ended a season?
No. As far as like missing time, I never missed time at Utah. In high school, I broke my leg, but it's kind of not the same thing. But no, this is my first time having to get surgery and having an injury kind of like this. So it's all new to me, but trying to embrace it as much as I can and trying to stay positive, and it's really the only thing I can do at this moment.
Walk us through what happened as far as you remember on the play. I remember seeing it on the sideline and you went down. It almost reminded me, at least initially, your reaction on the sideline to what happened to you in the Rose Bowl. It kind of happened at the same juncture of the field, and your reaction there was kind of the same, though you didn't throw your helmet on this one like you did there. But kind of walk us through the play and how you saw it unfold and what you felt happened on the play.
Yeah, so after I caught the ball, I saw the defender and tried to figure out what I was going to do to make a miss. And I was like, all right, well, I got a spin move because based on his leverage and whatever. And as soon as I went to make the cut, saw it pop. I mean, I still made a miss, which I guess I could say that I made someone miss with a torn ACL. But yeah, so I did that as soon as I got around him. I knew something was, I kind of knew I tore it. Got around him and I tried to get to the sideline trying to protect my knee, but ended up getting tackled. But I kind of knew as soon as I made, right when I made the break to go for the spin move, something happened, but not like completely sure, but I knew I tore something. And then as soon as I was on the ground, I knew something was up, and it wasn't really painful or anything, but I knew I tore it. So it was just kind of like the initial reaction that I knew something was up and it wasn't good, because I couldn't put any weight on it. I couldn't really do much with my leg at all. So that's where it kind of happened. And then after that, it was just, yeah.
Yeah, it was hard for us to, because of what you just said. You stayed upright and you made somebody miss. I wasn't sure where it happened. I didn't know if it happened on the tackle. Maybe somebody twisted or grabbed your leg or twisted on the sideline. I couldn't tell exactly where. I knew something was wrong. I was hoping it was an ankle, not a knee, but it was very apparent that you were injured, and you also couldn't put weight on it because your teammates had to carry you kind of back to the bench before you went in the tent.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because everyone kind of didn't know what happened. But it is weird part that it wasn't kind of gruesome. You didn't really notice where it happened, whatever. But I think it was just, I kind of been thinking it's kind of was supposed to happen. Making that break and feeling the pop as if like there was no contact, nothing, then it was kind of supposed to happen. And trying to embrace it and trying to stay as positive as I can, just because, I can't go back from it. I can't say, oh, if I would have done this differently, whatever, it happened. And kind of have a new perspective on football right now and trying to figure out what I need to do and how I can help this team without being on the field. So everything's all new and trying to take it one step at a time. But it's kind of where I'm at right now and trying to figure out what's next.
We'll get to the what's next and support and all that stuff coming up. You go into the tent. You were in the tent for a long time, and that's obviously never a good thing. Did they have a pretty good idea on the field what happened?
No, not on the field, but I kind of let them know, and then I was already on the sideline, so they were trying to get.
Well, no, that's what I meant when you were down on the sideline in the tent. Did they have an idea inside there when they were looking at you? What happened?
Yeah, they were moving around, and I kind of knew as far as like when they're moving around goes. My knee was kind of loose, and I knew even before they were looking at it, I knew I did, because when I tried to put weight on it, getting up, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't put weight on it, and as far as that goes, I knew it was something serious. And then when we got into the tent, they were checking it out. And I said something to the doc, and I was like, yeah, it's gone. Like, it's torn. And he was like, he didn't really say much, but I kind of already knew what was up. And then after that, he checked it out, and he kind of confirmed it. But without getting MRI, he's not 100% sure. Just it was loose. And after he said that, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
It's got to be a surreal moment when you kind of realize that and know that. You've seen teammates go through it. Heck, your brother has had season-ending injuries too. In the moment, does it hit you? Because you're in the game situation, there's momentum, there's adrenaline and everything else. Or did it kind of settle in as the game went along and as the evening went along and as you kind of flew back? Or were you pretty aware in the moment and everything then?
Well, for about like 15 minutes, I sat there, and yeah, I was pretty aware. Kind of a lot of thoughts and feelings were going kind of through my head, and it was kind of insane. Never kind of been in this position, just as far as like having to get surgery, knowing I'm gonna have to get surgery, how much time I'll miss, as far as kind of not knowing what like the future holds. But it is a weird feeling. But then after that was all over with, kind of sat there and was like, well, at least I'm alive, you know? Like, I can't sit there and kind of think this is the end of the world, because it's not. Yeah, I'm missing a season, whatever. Not sure what's going to happen down the road, like what I'm going to decide to do, but at least I'm still alive and I'm breathing, and I still have an opportunity to go play again. It's just another bump in the road, some adversity I have to go through, get the surgery, get my knee right. But I know I'll have the best surgeon to do it, the best rehab, all these things I know I'll have. And it's the only thing I can ask for. And I can't go back and change anything. So I kind of have to embrace the moment, kind of have to embrace the situation that I'm in right now, and kind of just have to take it all in and say, okay, well, I can go through anything that I set my mind to. And yeah, it's a bump in the road, but I'm not looking at it as a dead end. It's more of just, all right, let's see what I can do after this and try and figure out how I can get my body right and in even better shape than it was before.
Well, that's really the bottom line. This isn't, 1985. There was a time in sports that doesn't seem that long ago, though it kind of was, where an ACL was a big deal, and it was something that could end a career. But, it's almost, I hate to say it's a pretty basic surgery now, but it is, by orthopedic and sports standards, a pretty basic surgery, and doctors have that surgery down. Teams and doctors and sports medicine departments have the rehab process down. It's work. I mean, it's going to be work for you to do it. It's not, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but this has become, very commonplace, and most guys in your position that go through this are able to bounce back without much problem.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. I'm not really worried about it just because I've seen so many teammates and other guys, NFL, college, whatever it is. I've seen them bounce back, and I'm not really worried about it. It is scary to think about someone has to go into my knee and kind of do all this stuff, and then I'm not going to be able to walk. I'm not going to be able to do much for a while. Then I kind of have to start from ground zero. And yeah, it's scary, but just like with any injury I've had to do, and I just have to embrace it and just know that I have to trust the doctors and what they're capable of doing and them fixing my knee. And then I have to trust whoever's helped me out with rehab and kind of trust myself and the fact that I can do it. And it's not going to be easy by any means, but it's not impossible.
Brant Keithy with us here on the Bill Riley Show today, brought to you by Craig Swap and Associates. We're just talking a little bit about the injury suffered on Saturday night and kind of where he is now. I'm curious, you know, who have you been leaning on for a little moral support, a little support over the last couple of days? I'm guessing mom and dad, but that goes without saying. Probably guessing your brother, too, because he's had his fair share of injuries, too, in his career. Anybody else?
Just kind of everybody, teammates and kind of people who are willing to help. But, I've just been kind of laying low and not doing much because coming after off the plane and kind of after the game, not knowing what to do and whatever. So I've just kind of been home and trying to rest my knee and trying to get it as good as I can. Just wasn't a lot of pain after the game. And then finally got the medicine I needed because without it, it was horrible. But eventually got it. And right now I'm just at the point where I'm trying to get the swelling down and whatnot. So, yeah, I'm getting support from a lot of people, and it's been good. It's kind of the beginning of it because I haven't gotten the date set for surgery or anything, just trying to get it right before surgery, which it is kind of weird because it's gonna get worse before it gets better. And trying to embrace it, and I'm sure I'll have the support after I get surgery. But, it's just kind of scary, but just trying to embrace it and as much help as I can get. It's appreciated.
Well, I can tell you, yesterday my text mentions here on the show were full of people wanting me to tell you they've got your back, they're sending you good vibes, lots of support from Utah fans. I'm sure you've felt some of that stuff too, and as much as that's not going to make your knee any better, any quicker, it's still nice to have that support, right?
Yeah. And, I guess so. But, yeah, just trying to get this better. And that's my main focus right now. And now I kind of have the opportunity to watch football and kind of get a different appreciation of the game. Because, I've been playing. I haven't missed any time at Utah. And that's kind of the best attribute I've had because the durability and whatever. But I don't think I can just wrap this up and go back in for next week as much as I would love to. But it's going to be weird, but I'm just excited to see what's next, get the surgery and whatever, and get back on the field, be able to watch my guys and try and help out in any way I can.
Yeah. Almost become a player coach down there on the sideline, right?
Yeah. And whatever they need me to do, I can do it. It's just but if I need to get into a wheelchair electric scooter or something like that, get across the field, I'll do it. Any way I can to be on that field and help guys and kind of be around football, I'll do it. And I don't really want to be away from it for too long because it's kind of hard. But I know guys could use some help in any way possible, and I'm here for it.
Well, just stay out of the line of fire. If you are down there here in the next week or two, just make sure you keep yourself out of the line of fire. You don't need to re-injure it standing there on the sideline. By the way, your guy Thomas Yasmin had another big play. The guy's got two catches in his career. He's averaging 50 and a half yards a catch, Brant.
Yeah, and I watched that play on the sideline whenever he caught the over and took it up, and I knew what he's always been capable of. He just has had the opportunity, and I saw the guy was trying to get the ball, and I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, the dude's strong. You can't just take him down easily, but to go for the ball instead of trying to tackle him, I'm like, he's going to just take it all the way if you're going to keep doing that. You're not going to get the ball from him. So after he kind of broke that tackle and kept running, I thought he was going to score, but then kind of got ankle clipped, which I didn't think he was going to get tackled then too. But, it was awesome to see that he he made that play, and I'm looking forward to many more plays that he makes. But yeah, under the circumstances, it's not good just because kind of the opportunity that he's getting. But I'm happy for him any way he's getting, because he deserves the opportunity that's in front of him. And I know that he has to embrace his role, that he's going to be playing a lot more now. And the plays are going to come to him, and he's just got to continue to make them. And I'm excited for him and whatever is next. And I'm just honestly excited to watch him play, even though, yeah, I'm out and I can't play and whatever. But no, he's been working hard for the past 4.5 years. So he deserves all this. All that's coming for him and the opportunity that awaits for him.
Well, you got to remember, not everybody's as nimble and has the run after catch ability that you do. Just the fact that he grabbed the ball and held on to that thing and was able to rumble up the sidelines was a pretty good deal. He'll have to grow into that yak ability like you have.
Yeah, but he has capabilities, but he's so big and it's hard to tackle him. So everyone's different. You kind of play to your own strengths and know what you're good at. And that dude is a tank. You can't take him down. And I just love that about him. And I'm excited to see, because I think the more opportunities he gets, the more he's going to show. And it's awesome because we still have a long stretch of games left to play, and he's going to be making more plays like it.
So I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously there's not another Brant Keithy on this team. You're going to be a loss to that offense. You can't take your best, you know, offensive pass catcher, runner off the field, and it's not going to be a loss. But give me an idea of how you think Coach Ludd and the offense will kind of fill in around you, and who are some of the guys that could step up and kind of fill your void a little bit. We've obviously already talked about Thomas a little bit, but are there some other guys that you could have expect to maybe see a little bit bigger role?
Yeah, I mean, Thomas stepping up, Munir at tight end is going to step up too. And then just kind of involving the receivers a little bit more with me going down.
Money maybe?
Yeah, I mean, anybody, Vele, kind of giving all those guys more opportunities to get the ball and seeing what they can do, because we haven't had a ton of yards after catch, but having those guys kind of show, Vele kind of had some good runs last week after catching some balls, and Tom's did too. So we have guys that can make plays and step up, and I'm not the guy that kind of makes a huge difference, but I'm sure we can fill that role and do the best we can. I know guys are going to step up and make plays, because that's what the guys that we have do. And I have all confidence in the world that our receivers are going to step up. Tight ends are going to do the job, and we're going to continue to win games just like we always do.
Yeah, I think so too. I said it yesterday on the show, and I said it after the game the other night. I said there's not another Brant Keithy on this team. It's going to have to be a by committee thing. Guys like Vele and Dalton and Solo are going to have to get a few more reps and catches, but some of the other guys like Thomas and maybe Munir and certainly Money Parks, Jalen Dixon, those guys are going to have to increase their production a little bit to kind of fill your void.
Yeah, and that's all that really has to happen. And I have every trust in the world that they can do it, and Coach Ludwig's going to scheme up the offense to be able to do that. And that's what Ludwig's great at, is getting people the ball. And kind of the situation, it's just like any time in football, kind of have to be prepared for someone to go down, and next man up mentality. And excited to see what they do this weekend against Oregon State. It's a tough matchup, but I know the team that we have and the guys that we have, guys are going to step up, and it's going to be a good game.
You guys, before the San Diego State game, talked a lot about kind of revenge and payback a little bit. I mean, what do you remember about that Oregon State game last year?
Yeah, I just remember that we kind of didn't play the way we wanted to. Defense kind of, I think as a whole, we didn't play as we wanted to. We kind of went to this game expecting that we were going to win, and leaving that game, we knew that we should have won, and we didn't. So yeah, there's a lot of things that we left on the field last year and kind of stuck with us throughout the whole year, and having them kind of marked on our calendar, knowing that we need to get payback and a win against them. It's been there, and excited for this opportunity this week. Sucks that I can't play, because I was looking forward to it also, but I'll be able to be on the sidelines maybe if I can make it out there and watch and see. But yeah, these guys are excited, and they're pumped for this game, because going against a team like this who beat us last year, we get the revenge that we got against San Diego State this year. So it's just another opportunity to show these guys that we're better than them, and just have to go this week and prepare the right way and go into this game with the right mentality.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you don't want to stand on the sideline, if it's too uncomfortable, you've got a spot in my broadcast booth. If you want to just sit upstairs and watch the game, it's right next door to the coach's booth. So if it's easier for you to keep your leg up and get you a pair of binoculars, you can, you're welcome to sit upstairs with us in the comfort of the broadcast booth.
Thank you, Bill.
Maybe we'll throw a headset on you too, Brant, let you do a little color commentary with us.
Possibly.
Just give me a thought. I mean, Oregon State, I know you were, I mean, geez, you probably didn't even at that point care, but they took SC to the wire. 17-14 was the final. I thought that might be the score after the first quarter, but that was the score for the game. Does that tell you maybe they're even a little bit better than they were last year?
Yeah. And I'm not sure what the type of team SC has. We haven't played against them. I've just seen kind of who they played against and the competition and how they played. And beating a team like that, I think Oregon State was at home. So SC going in there and winning, especially it wasn't by a big amount. So seeing that, the type of team that SC has, and Oregon State has a great team still. And yeah, it's going to be a challenge. And we know that they're a good team, but we have a good team also. And we just have to prepare the right way and get the scheme right, know the things that we need to do, and get the ball rolling. And I think it's going to be a good week of practice this week, and just kind of have to get the right mindset that we got to go 1-0, and I think our guys are going to do it.
I know you don't have a time frame for it yet. It will probably come after surgery, but any idea what the process will be in your decision-making on coming back, or is that still to be determined?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about anything like that because it's too far in the future. I'm just worried about getting this swelling down, getting the surgery done, and getting my knee better. After that, I think the rest will take care of itself as far as decision goes. I still have a little bit of time trying to decide what I want to do just based on staying or going. But, I'm not in any hurry to make that decision or think about it because my main focus is trying to figure out who's going to do my surgery and when is it going to be. And then after that, I can kind of have time to think about it. But yeah, that's the only thing I'm focused on right now. And later on I'll have kind of thoughts and then I'll have answers. But yeah, right now at this moment, I haven't thought much about that part yet.
Yeah, I didn't figure you probably had, but I thought I'd fire it at you just to ask anyway. Well, you just keep us in the loop. We'll talk every week, whether you get in studio or whether we have to do it over the phone like this, whatever's easiest for you in the short term while you rehab the knee and have the surgery and everything else. I just thanks for doing this. You're always the consummate pro, and I'll enjoy our conversations moving forward. Nothing changes, you know, whether you're playing or not playing. People want to hear from you, and we want to hear from you. So we'll continue to do this, and whether it's in person or on the telephone, we'll chat on a weekly basis. But just hang in there, man. If I could do anything for you, you just let me know, okay?
Appreciate you, Bill. Thank you.
I appreciate you, too. We'll talk to you soon, Brant. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. Brant Keithy with us for our weekly conversation.